You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. The Wisconsin Historical Society has records showing that the earliest African Americans living in the state called the Green Bay area home. It was back in 1725. Fast forward to today at the start of Black History Month, and it's the perfect time to highlight some of the powerful stories celebrating Black culture and contributions. Today's cover story features a Green Bay area woman who uses her time and talents to tell stories of Black history to youth. Terry Barr shares how her unique approach is earning her some much-deserved attention. Amanda Nimmer takes on racism, other isms, and phobias in her commentary. And we have stories on inclusive fitness, the effects of winter salt on our water's infrastructure and environment, a nursing home that wants residents to smile with Valentines from all over, and protecting yourself when online. And of course, Pete Schwab is here with a very quotable classic movie pick of the week that's perfect for this weekend. And we'll wrap up the show with a DePere musician. First, when members of the African American community in Green Bay need support, We All Rise is there to help. Robin Scott, Executive Director of We All Rise African American Resource Center.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the community can call our crisis line and they can be provided emotional support. In that sense, you can talk through any of the things that you're dealing with in the moment.
We All Rise offers crisis services for victims of sexual assault and other crisis situations. Scott said even mental health services are offered for free.
Have free comprehensive mental health, and so there's no billing associated with our psychological services, and that includes individual therapy, group therapy, and AODA services in the community.
To qualify for services from We All Rise, Scott says you need to have been a victim of a crime in your lifetime, or you need to have witnessed a crime firsthand. Once a person has completed intake, they'll have access to many services.
That gives you access to our clothing closet, our job center, our GED education with partnership with NWTC, or our youth programming that we have on site.
The agency offers five sectors of services: youth services, residential services, victim services, mental health services, and healing and partnership services. The residential services do include a 49-bed transitional housing facility for men.
You have to be ready. It's not just homelessness. I know that there's some shelters that take those that are dealing with habitual homelessness. For us, you have to be ready, willing to stay sober.
In addition to staying sober, Scott says residents must participate in their Pathways to Success programs. Those include education and violence prevention programs, as well as situations dedicated to alcohol and other drug abuse. The cost of the program is $100 per week. We All Rise operates at 430 South Webster Avenue in Green Bay. The transitional housing facility is at 430 Clay Street. For information, visit their website at weallriseaarc.org.
Thanks for listening to New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
People come with differing abilities and in all shapes and sizes. New Wisco Weekend's Conrad Krieger reports on a New Wisco organization that is intent on inclusive fitness.
Inclusive and adaptive fitness. That's the motto for Grit 920 in Howard, Wisconsin. Grit 920 believes that everybody, regardless of their abilities, should have access to fitness and wellness programs that help them improve their mobility, balance, strength, and overall health. Holly Linder, the executive director, and Mike Schmidt, the vice president and co-chair, share how great of a program Grit 920 is.
Grit 920 is how we like to refer to it. We do inclusive and adaptive fitness, all ages, all abilities. We have everybody with autism, CP, Down syndrome. There's no limit for us. We work with you to understand your ability.
So how did Grit 920 start?
A small group of individuals from the Pulaski Middle School approached a trainer at Body Central in Howard and said, hey, we'd like to bring them to get some socialization and some workout and some fitness in. What do you think? And our trainer was like, yeah, let's do it. Well, fast forward to 2022, we became a nonprofit officially, and now we're serving over 220 individuals.
Holly Linder shares what type of partnerships that Grit 920 has with school districts in the Green Bay area.
We partner with three school districts, Howard, Suamico, Pulaski, and Bondiwell. They have set times on Wednesdays and they rotate when they come in every week. And then we partner with three additional adult programs, Aspiro and Bridge the Gap, Shano and wow. Howard. And they come in also at set times. But currently we're offering something called Fun Fit Fridays, which is more of an open format. So anybody can sign up for that. It's once a month on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. So we'd love to have you. There's information on our website. You can click on there if you want to volunteer, or you can click on the register if you want to bring your athlete.
Holly Linder and Mike Schmidt share their excitement for Grit 920 and what it means to them.
It's just something that once you see those athletes come in the door, it's a no-brainer for us to help that as much as we can. It's just an amazing program, and to see those athletes coming in, high-fiving each other.
I think for me personally, it's seeing the joy. Sometimes you get caught up in the rat race, right? You're stressed out. You're focusing on the wrong things. Walking into that gym and seeing them walk into that gym, like I said earlier, pure joy. But we're also giving them something that they haven't had before. We're building that confidence. We hear regularly, oh, I've never heard that. If we compliment them on succeeding a task and building a muscle, wow, you did great there. I've never heard that. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It takes grit to be active. It takes grit to get up every morning and want to go to work. I mean, we all need grit, but watching these athletes, like Mike said, showcase true grit every day, overcoming whatever disability they may be encountering, is inspiring and pure joy.
Grit 920 is looking for volunteers.
Currently on our website, you can click to volunteer with us, and I get an email directly to me, and all we need is a background check, and you're off to the races. And we would love to collaborate with as many nonprofits as possible, because we believe in collaboration over competition any day. It's incredible. I think social media plays a part in that, being the kids connected to causes. We're really proud of our connection with Bayport. A lot of the football players have volunteered with us. When we do the adaptive football camp with the Packers at Titletown, we had at least a dozen football players show up.
That was Vice President and Co-Chair Mike Schmidt and Executive Director Holly Linder for Grit 920, who joined Mino and the Mayor weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. For New Wisco Weekend Sports, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Her commentary is often very funny. But this week, New Wisco Weekend's Amanda Nimmer takes a very serious look at the way we treat each other.
There is just one thing that I have never, in my entire life, been able to understand. And I'm going to be raw and as unfiltered as I possibly can get away with here. Because you know what? It needs to be said. I have never been able to understand the extreme dislike and hatefulness towards another person just because you don't like a physical feature that they are unable to change or who they love. I don't understand how just seeing it makes a person become so disgusting. Racism. I don't understand it. Homophobia. I don't get it. Being able to treat another person like that without getting to know them, without giving someone the benefit of the doubt, without judging a book by its cover. And here's why I don't get it. We have been taught since the beginning of our public school education, or private school, the golden rule. Do we all remember what the golden rule is? Treat others the way that you wish to be treated. And I don't think anyone enjoys being treated as an assumption before even being spoken to, before even being able to show off the person that they are. Their individuality has not even reached any surface in another person's mind before a judgment has set in. And it's something I have never been able to comprehend, not to this day. I don't get it. Because that's what it is. It all comes down to an assumption. And you know what they say when you assume, right? I truly believe in my heart that every adult at a certain age, I'm not entirely sure which, probably when the maturing process has stopped completely, I truly believe that all adults need to go back to kindergarten You need a refresher course. Seriously, you need to remember how to play nice with others, share your toys, and treat others the way that you wish to be treated. Three things that everyone seems to have forgotten. We teach our children to share, don't we? At least with their siblings. We treat our children to treat others with kindness, don't we? At what point does that rub off where you become an adult and you don't have to follow those same rules? You don't have to treat other people as human. Where did that fall off? That's what I would like to know. Beyond just going to kindergarten and relearning the basic steps of human decency. If you are listening and fall into this category, I really would like you to ask why. A deep and meaningful why. Look inwards. Why? Why does the color of someone else's skin anger you like that? Deep down, really think about it. Why? And why is that hate and disgusting behavior appropriate in any manner? Because if you get to know someone and they're just a garbage human, then yeah, absolutely hate them all you want. Because you took the effort to get to know who they were first. It's been a very long year so far. I say at the end of January / beginning of February. And we're all tired. And I understand that there's been a lot of fear. There's been a lot of broad generalizations. And sometimes people just want to fit in, even if it's with the wrong crowd. So let's take a step back and dive back to our roots. And let's start day one with the golden rule. Because while you're sitting there asking yourself why, ask yourself after that, would you like being treated that way too? Does it feel good to be assumed about? Does it feel good when someone doesn't take the effort to try to know who you are? Treat others the way that you wish you were treated. And I hope that's with kindness. I hope that's by being humble. And ultimately, I hope it's to break the cycle. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm a very tired Amanda Nimmer. And there you go.
Is it a fight to make ends meet? Keeps a man up on his feet. Holding down his job. Trying to show he can't be bought. Who takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah.
When we return, winter salt's effect on our environment, one way that Wausau is honoring Rosa Parks, and Pete Schwab's classic movie. But first, in 1892, a man by the name of William Green was the first black graduate of the UW Law School in Madison. He became a prominent attorney for black residents across the state, arguing for civil rights in the courtroom and in the press. This is New Wisco Weekend.
Fights against wrong.
Stay informed on what's going on in our communities by signing up for our newsletters. In Oshkosh and Appleton, log on wiss.fm/newsletter. In the Green Bay area, log on wgbw.fm/newsletter and get signed up. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is New Wisco Weekend on WGBW and WISS and through the Civic Media app. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, the worst case of deja vu ever and our cover story. Winter Salt Awareness Week just ended, and experts are speaking the truth on corrosion and the damage done to our infrastructure by salt. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price.
It's a week where people from across the country raise awareness around both the problems of salt pollution in our lakes, streams, and drinking water, as well as a number of the salt reduction solutions that are out there.
That's Allison Madison, the program manager for Wisconsin SaltWise. Chlorides from salt are infiltrating our lakes, streams, and groundwater. Only 1 teaspoon of salt is all it takes to make 5 gallons of water toxic for freshwater organisms. The DNR measures chloride levels in Wisconsin rivers over time, and recent studies have shown a steep increase in chloride loads. When back in the early 2000s, the DNR measured about 600,000 tons of chlorides annually. That jumped in 2018 to nearly 800,000 tons per year, and it's rising even more, with 50 rivers and streams and one lake in Wisconsin that have been designated as impaired by high chloride concentrations. And of course, this is primarily from salt used during the winter months. So salt is also called sodium chloride, and it's a mineral substance of great importance, because chlorides persist in the environment forever, and they cause significant impacts to fish, aquatic life, and human health. In Wisconsin, we're seeing evidence of freshwater salinization syndrome. This is a condition where our freshwater bodies become more like ocean water in terms of their saltiness. Now, these increased chloride loads are partially due to road salting, but they also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers. And all of this is hampering the organisms who help keep the water from turning green.
When the salt levels go up, zooplankton populations go down, and we have more algal blooms.
And these increased salt and chloride levels have significant impacts on our daily lives, including environmental and economic effects. Nationwide, winter salt causes $5 billion in damage to infrastructure each year, causing corrosion on bridges, roads, and other infrastructure. Road salt can also impact pets by causing irritated paws or other health concerns if ingested. And in Wisconsin, 39% of the community wells exceed the Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommended sodium level for individuals on a low-salt diet. And this has been the case since 2004. This means people managing diseases by limiting salt intake may actually take in more salt than they may be accounting for, simply by drinking our water. So what do we do? Well, to reduce the use of salt at home, shovel and clear your walkways and other areas before the snow turns to ice.
With mechanical tools, so getting out there and plowing as much snow as possible so that there's a lot less material left behind to potentially salt.
And scatter when using salt. You want space between the grains. And a 12-ounce coffee mug full of salt is enough to treat an entire 20-foot driveway or 10 sidewalk squares. Basically, if you see white residue left behind on your pavement, you've used too much. And you also should know that salt is much less effective when the temperatures drop below 15 degrees. So when this happens, you're better off switching to sand for traction or a different ice melter that works at lower temperatures.
Snow fighting is both an art and a science.
And when it comes to the city's plows, rock salt can bounce and scatter off roadways. And especially at highway speeds, we're losing about 30% of the salt thrown.
By applying salt brine, like, all the salt stays where it's needed.
That's the watery substance you may see some plows laying down before a storm. So Salt Week will hopefully educate and help those who deal with our roads to understand the best ways to utilize salt and save money. So let's all do our small part to reduce salt now, before it's too late. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It is a perfect movie for this weekend. Here's Pete Schwabba.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabba's classic movie pick of the week.
I like to say a prayer and drink to world peace. Those are the words of Phil Connor, the main character in this week's classic pick, which might give you deja vu because it's Groundhog Day. The film was released in 1993 and stars Bill Murray as Phil Connor, an egotistical Pittsburgh weatherman who can't stop himself from insulting everybody around him. Andy McDowell plays Phil's producer, Rita, the sharp, hardworking, eternal optimist, and the hilarious Chris Elliott plays Larry the cameraman, the butt of many of Connor's insults. This crew of three heads to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to cover the town's Groundhog Day ceremonies. It's the last place Connor wants to be, as he feels it's a stupid custom and that he's better than the small town locals. Things get worse for Murray's character when they are snowed in and forced to stay overnight. Phil soon learns he's in his own personal hell, as he has to live the same day over and over until he learns the meaning of life, in hilarious fashion. At first, he takes advantage of his circumstances for self-gain and his own amusement, since there are no consequences, like in this classic scene with Needle Nose Ned.
Phil Connors, I thought it was you.
Ned Ryerson.
Yes.
I have missed you so much. I don't know where you're headed, but can you call in sick?
I gotta get going. It's good to see you, Phil.
Connor finally comes to the realization that he can use the time for good and save lives, learn how to play the piano, and help those in need. The film is a perfect combination of excellent acting, character-based situational comedy, romance, and a nice message that is 100 times more subtle than a cuddly Hallmark movie. Groundhog Day is shot beautifully and primarily in close by Woodstock, Illinois, which provided the right amount of charm and the perfect folksy backdrop for a guy trying to find his soul. Groundhog Day also has a score and some great songs that perfectly complement the story. The film is directed by the legendary Harold Ramis, who also co-wrote the screenplay with Danny Rubin. The two won Best Original Screenplay at the BAFTA Awards in 1994, and the film is recognized as one of the top 50 comedies of all time. Fun fact, the scene we just heard between Murray and actor Stephen Tobolowsky was improv'd. There are moments like this in the film from start to finish, and it's what makes Groundhog Day one of my all-time favorite films. Hope you feel the same way after you check out this week's classic movie pick of the week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabe.
Thanks for listening to New Wisco Weekend on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Weekend's Brittany Merlot is not just a meteorologist, she's also a reporter. This is the perfect story to show how past history makers continue to influence the modern world. With a Black History Month related story, here's Brittany Merlot.
Wausau is celebrating Transit Equity Day on Tuesday, February 4th. It's a day cities use to promote public transit as a strategy to combat climate change and means to provide affordable, accessible, clean, and safe transportation alternatives for all community members. The day coincides with the birthday of Rosa Parks, an iconic figure in the movement for social justice and racial equity. Metro Ride will reserve a seat on each bus to honor Rosa Parks and celebrate her invaluable work. Transit Equity Day was established in 2018 by a network of transit rider unions, community organizations, and environmental groups from across the country. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Brittany Merlot.
Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story, a conversation with an area woman who's using her special talents to teach Black history in a unique way. This is New Wisco Weekend. For WGBW and WISS, I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's time for our cover story. The woman you're about to meet grew up in Mississippi, and when she moved to Wisconsin, found Black history was often just a small educational blip in most Green Bay area classrooms. So she set out to change that. And the unique way she's sharing stories during Black History Month is getting attention from everyone who crosses her path. Terry Barr sat down with Venus Robertson to learn more about this modern-day hero.
I am honored to be able to talk with Venus Robertson today. Venus works at the Boys and Girls Club of Green Bay, and she has found a very special way to celebrate Black History Month. Venus, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
First, I want to ask you just personally, when you think about Black History Month, what does it mean for you?
For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance. I grew up in Mississippi. So in Mississippi, Black History Month was celebrated the whole month. It was a big deal when I was growing up. Like Black History Month came around and we put on programs. We learned about all kinds of people in history. So when I moved up here, Black History Month really wasn't celebrated you know, the way I always used to have been celebrated. You need to be proud of your history. And I really wanted the girls and the boys love it too. Like, I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be.
You have lived in Green Bay for, I think I read something like 20 some years.
Yes.
So you've raised your family there.
Yes.
How has the Green Bay community been to you? Have people embraced you? Are you feeling that you're a great part of Green Bay?
I am now. When I first moved here, it was kind of hard because Green Bay wasn't as diverse as it is now. So I believe a lot of people still was dealing or interacting with stereotypes, which was kind of hard raising my younger kids. I have four boys. But just through them being in the Green Bay Public School system, me working here at the Boys and Girls Club, I think for the last 9 years, I found a different way to interact with the community, show people that a stereotype is just that. A stereotype is a stereotype. It doesn't define who that person is because everybody has their own story. And you just can't judge everybody the same way. You know, we all are different, even though the stereotypes say that we are the same, but we all are different. So let me show you who I am as a person and let you judge me for me. If you like me, I'm okay with that. If you love me, I'm even better with that. I wanted people to make a conscious decision about how they feel or choose to interact with me.
I now want to take your story to this next part. And I think it's such a great way for the kids at the Boys and Girls Club to actually learn about Black history. Tell me what you do during Black History Month.
Every day I dress up as someone different. I think this would be, I want to say, my fourth or fifth year doing it. It was more like focusing on past. Thank you for the foundation that you've laid for us, but now I want to focus on more. Last year, I literally would just go online and I would just research different occupations and different African-American females that's in this occupation. And I'll, you know, have my little outfits on and I'll come to work and, you know, kids loved it. So then I took it one step further last year. Last year, I wanted to do present within the kids I serve within their generations. The last 20, 25 years or so, women that these young girls can either spark an interest in or just learn about.
What have been some of your favorites to portray and then tell the kids about?
My favorite was Foxy Brown. I love doing her. Then last year I did Khalees. I didn't know she was a chef. Nas's wife. Yeah. Researching chefs because I have a chef uniform. I didn't want to do the same people. So she's she's one. I love doing Angela Bassett. I love her to death. She's like one of them. I love her in anything she ever plays in. I did last year. I did Cassandra. She's Canadian. She was the first cardiologist, first Black female cardiologist in Canada. So that was fun to learn about her last year. I just go online and I'll look up like judges. So I'll find maybe a Black female judge in Louisiana. You know, I try not to portray the same people, but maybe the same occupation.
Have you found anyone in Wisconsin to portray?
I have not, but I will look up it this year. Matter of fact, I got to get going on my list because next week I got to start.
Right, right. Oh, I'm so glad to hear you're doing it again.
But I love it. And the kids look forward to it every year. The staff look forward to every year. So now what I do is kids will say, Miss Venus, who are you today? I'll tell them. I say, well, they're like, well, what's she do? I said, Google her. And so then even the kids got into like Googling the women that I am. They look forward to every day. Miss Venus, who are you going to be tomorrow? I said, I don't know. You got to come to the club and see. So it's become an unofficial tradition here at the Boys and Girls Club on the West Side that every February for Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day.
I love it so much. And it sounds like the kids,
yes,
what a great way for them to get this education without even realizing they are.
Yeah.
Why does this feel so important to you and for the kids?
And I really wanted the girls and the boys love it too. Like, I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. Let me give you some ideas. Like, I do, there's a Black rodeo. It's for Black females. They're in the rodeo in Texas. I dress up as one of them every year. I went by my cowgirl hat last night. So I wanted kids to know that you could be more than a ball player, a movie star. So I wanted them to see like they're more than what you think is out there. And they get a chance to see it in real life. And what I enjoy most of it, more than the uniforms that I buy, is when I come to work and I'm dressed up in regular clothes. So when I do my lawyer, I wear a business suit or like a skirt with a nice blouse to work to let them see like, I love those days because I want kids to see like you can dress like this and be professional and make, you know what I'm saying? Like there's 101 different opportunities out there in the world. You know, you don't always have to wear a uniform to work to say that I do this job. Jessica King, she's an assistant coach for the Washington football team. I do her. My son told me to do a different coach this year, though. Even my kids tell me who to do. We as women and we as Black women, we are doing so much. We are making waves. We're still making waves. I want you to embrace it. I want you, at the very least, see it and know it exists. That is the core. Like, that is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here. I want you to see you can be a better version of yourself. They always ask me, Miss Venus, how do you know about these people? I didn't know about this until I Googled it. Like, it's okay not to know. It's okay to search and find. And I want them to be okay with that.
They are so lucky to have you there. I am talking with Venus Robertson. Venus works with the Boys and Girls Club in Green Bay and does special programming all through Black History Month. And of course, it runs through March 1st.
And, you know, since March is Women's History Month, I work with a Hispanic lady, also a Hmong lady. You know what? We could take this through. Like, y'all don't have to do what I do for Black History Month, but at least once a week. So I want to get the other ladies on my team as well, too. I want everybody to see, like, there's possibilities. Embrace them.
Venus, thank you so much for your time and your stories today.
Thank you so much for having me, Terry. Thank you so much. I really feel honored.
And Venus's idea to educate kids by dressing up every day as a notable Black figure during Black History Month is getting attention. Venus has been nominated as a Greater Green Bay Area History Maker. Boys and Girls Club officials wrote in the application, "When the young people see a change maker like Venus, they're inspired to dream big." Venus is honoring Black history and inspiring Black futures.
Thanks for listening to New Wisco Weekend on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and 97.9 WGBW.
In addition to Black History Month, February also features this little holiday called Valentine's Day. And a nursing home here in Wisconsin is encouraging people to have a heart and send Valentines. Civic Media's Derek Tritz reports.
Love is in the air, blowing in from all over the country and into the hands of the residents at Stevens Point Health Services. The Central Wisconsin Nursing Home began their third annual Valentine's Day Challenge on January 7th, inviting everyone from NFL teams, watercolor artists, and everyone in between to send in their best Valentine's Day cards. The challenge originally started as a way to help residents with loneliness during the holidays, according to the nursing home's life enrichment director, Becky Rossman.
Some residents don't have families, and sometimes the holidays can be kind of sad for them. And they said it would be nice to reach out to people to have them share a positive message. And then we're like, hey, let's ask for Valentine's Day. And then it's just been building and building and building.
Last year, the residents at Stevens Point Health Services received over 3,000 Valentine's Day cards, spanning 45 states and even countries abroad.
Last year, we received cards from Germany, Brazil, and Australia. So the residents are really learning the power of the internet and social media and how messages can travel.
Despite receiving a card from the Baltimore Ravens, they have yet to receive one from the Green Bay Packers. The nursing home is currently sitting at 83 Valentine's cards and will be taking cards right up until Valentine's Day on February 14th. If you're interested in sending a card of your own, more information, including the mailing address, can be found on the Stevens Point Health Services Facebook page.
That's Derek Tritz reporting for Civic Media and New Wisco Weekend.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound.
Many of us do everything online. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz reports on how you can protect yourself.
This day and age, many of us do our banking, pay our bills, or do other activities online that requires personal information. To have quick access to that information, it is usually stored on personal computers and mobile devices. When this is done, it is important to take steps to make sure you have good data protection, including an important step. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Secure your Wi-Fi. Your wireless network is the gateway to all the Wi-Fi enabled devices in your home. So to protect your connected devices, replace the default Wi-Fi network password and router admin password with a strong password. Keep your router up to date by visiting the manufacturer's website to see that there isn't a newer version of the software available for download and see if you can set up auto updates for your router. But keep that Wi-Fi secure by having that password and only use it for your devices. Don't just hand it out to anybody who's visiting your household. And if you do, change the password if they're not somebody that you can, you know, really confidently trust.
When computers and mobile devices are not being used at home or on the go, it is a wise idea to secure them.
Set your computer and phone to lock when you're not using them. Doing this in combination with having the device password protected prevents unauthorized access to your device if you step away from it or lose it. And losing a phone or laptop can be incredibly stressful, but it is even more stressful if it falls in the wrong hands and you have a password manager that has all your passwords, or you keep that personal information on your device, such as a credit card in your iPhone or your smartphone wallet there. So you want to be very cautious and be sure that your phone is set to lock when you're not using it.
Michelle Reinen also suggests backing up personal information in case it disappears from your computer device.
If your device is infected, stolen, hacked, lost, damaged, you know, whatever one it might be, you might lose most of the data on it unless you've backed it up. And you can back it up and should do so regularly, either manually or by setting it to auto backup. And two of the most popular backup methods are cloud storage or an external storage device that you may own and place in a secure location. But you have options there, and you just want to be sure that you are creating those backup copies of your information to protect that digital privacy.
If you suspect your information has been stolen, or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at DATCP hotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov.
That's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz. Coming up in just a moment on New Wisco Weekend, our musical guest of the week.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is New Wisco Weekend, and I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Have you heard of the A Better Chance program? It was created back in the 1960s to provide college prep classes to African-American high school students. Lawrence University in Appleton was the first in our state to offer the program. Lawrence was also one of the first to hold a Civil Rights Education Week on campus. We've come to the part of our issue that sets us up for a fantastic weekend. Our musical guest this week, it's DePere musician Mike Chabot, who offers a fun mix of electric and acoustic rock covers. He appeared on the Mino and the Mayor show recently. Here's a portion of that interview featuring Nikki Z and Dennis Peters.
Today's feature is none other than our very own Mike Chabot. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
How long have you been performing in the area?
I used to play about 20 years ago, and then funny story, I took a 20-year break, had kids, career, all that, you know, all the adult stuff happens. My wife, one night, we were out at La Vie Tavern just having some drinks, and she went up to the bar owner, and she's like, can you book him? I'm sick of his guitars just rotting in the basement. Wow. She had never heard me actually play other than just, you know, jamming out in the living room, but I never actually played a full song, so they said, sure. And so in about 3 months, I had to learn about 30 songs to play.
No pressure.
And that was about a year and a half ago. I thought it was going to be my only gig. I thought I was going to stink the place up. And here we are a year and a half later, having just a ton of fun.
Yeah. So what is it that got you in the guitar playing business anyway?
Well, when I was 12, I wanted to be cool. And I started playing guitar and found out that it wasn't as cool as I thought. But I absolutely love playing. It's such a great release. And as you probably know, just music, have a bad day, pick up the guitar, start strumming, and suddenly you're over whatever stresses you had. But 30 years later, I'm still playing 90s. So I'm stuck in the 90s. And the cool thing about it is I thought everyone was still playing 90s all over the place. And no, actually, a lot of people come up to me mid-set, sometimes even mid-song. I was like, yeah. I'm kind of playing right now. But I haven't heard this song played out in a bar forever. And really? Like, why not? Because my mind's still stuck in the 90s. I'm going to play a little, and I'm going to have you guess the artist.
Okay.
But this is a song that I loved growing up and I've never heard played before, so I wanted to play it out at bars and people love it. So here we go. Achieve in time, the thing they call divine, and the stars they'll shine for me. And all is well, all is well for you, and all forever. Living in the meantime, wait and see. Love the only of you. Love is lit, and the skies are blue. All of you. When I cry for me, I cry for you. Tears of holy joy, and all the days there yet to come. And did I ever say I'd never pray? Fly towards some. Living in the meantime, something's gone. All of you. Outside spot, see you sometime. Give my love to the future of the humankind. That's okay, not okay. While it's on my mind, there's a girl that fits a crime for the future love. All of you. Just like you. Just like you. Just like. Just like you. All in all, we're just like you. Love the all of you. All right, name of the band.
Space Hog.
Yeah!
Ah! Thank you, Google. But have you ever written anything on your own?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
So actually, I had a band 20 years ago. We did all originals.
Nice.
Recorded an album. It was really fun. And then just, I don't know why we fizzled. Bands just fizzled out. The other artist that co-wrote the songs with me, he lives in Tennessee. But I'm actually trying to get him to come up and do a little reunion show. Funny thing is we had like 8 fans. So the reunion show, I don't know how big it would really be, but I do a lot of 90s, but I also like 60s, 70s, 80s, and new rock. So I'm going to do a song by the Allman Brothers.
Oh, my own.
And then, a couple other places as well. So,
what are your socials? Where can they find you?
Mike Schabo Music.
I got you, buddy. I got you, man.
There we go. Oh, here we are.
I've got a road, keep on hiding, and I'm bound, keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no, I'm not gonna let them catch Midnight Rider.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend and our look at Black History Month. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features by Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Derek Tritz, and Pete Schwaba. Our commentator is Amanda Nimmer. Special appearances this week by Nikki Z and Dennis Peters. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, email me anytime, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. Be unstoppable.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.